Margaret saw a man standing behind the tent. That bullfrog had gotten down there and was standing behind the tent. And she saw him, and she started to run, and she fell over the wagon the tongue that sticks out behind of a wagon. She fell over that. My sister had gone to one car to turn the lights on, and so she had started to the other car to turn the lights on, and she yelled out just as she fell, "I see a man, a whole man." Well, I got in the wagon with my gun and my shotgun shells, and we got all in there and got real quiet. We didn't even whisper. And we waited and waited and waited and waited. And finally, my sister wanted the gun. I said, "No, I got it and I'm going to keep it." But Margaret wanted it. And I said, no, that's my sister. No, I got it and I'm going to keep it. I have it loaded. And I said it out loud. They had whispered to me. But I said it out loud. I said, "I'm going to keep it. I've got it loaded." And, well, we sat there long, about 11 o'clock. Now, that was before dark. And about 11 o'clock, the reason I didn't want to shoot that gun, I didn't know exactly where those other men were. And I knew that my brother would know it was his gun and think that we were in trouble, and they had gone to set out the trot lines, and I didn't want to worry them. So I wouldn't let the girls have it. I thought they might want to do something, and I didn't want to shoot the gun unless it was necessary. And finally we heard this man cross. He happened to be on the side of the creek where he had to cross this branch. We call it a branch. I don't know what some folks call it, a brook. Anyway, he crossed that, and when we heard him cross that, we heard him on the rocks, you know, splash on the rocks. Well, there were fish tied down there too, and they could have made the same noise, and I wasn't quite certain. We weren't certain whether it was the fish splashing or whether it was the man crossing. And we, after a while, she looked. There was a hole in the covering of, over the wagon, and she just pulled that hole wider and looked, and there she says, "Oh, I see a man's face. He's under the automobile." So we waited. We wondered what they were going to do. And about 11 o'clock, by their watch, I shot that gun. There was a great big oak tree standing down there, and I thought maybe that man would be standing under it. And I shot up higher than a man's head. I knew it was a whole lot higher than a man's head. And I shot up toward that tree. I just imagined where it was. It's dark. But I just imagined where that tree was, and I shot up that way. And didn't anybody move. So I whispered to Margaret, I said, "You're just imagining things. There's not anybody except that man behind the tent." "Oh, yes, they are. They sure are three men. So I waited a while, and I shot again down there toward that, up above a man's head, toward that tree. And they were three men, and they ran, and they ran up the road, and every house they passed, the dogs barked. We could tell how fast they were going. Well, the boys heard my guns, heard my shots, and they quit and came home. And you know, I wasn't scared until after those men ran. I really wasn't a bit scared until after they ran. And I just shook like a leaf. Why was I scared then? I don't know. But I was. And so they came in, and after a while, and we told them what happened. But that was an experience.